The following is an interview with Ed Walsh, the president of the Shawville Lions Club, discussing their upcoming country jamboree, which will be running from this Thursday through to Sunday at the Armstrong Heritage Farm, just outside of Shawville.
All right, so what can you tell me about the jamboree this weekend? What can people expect this year?
We got a full lineup with a lot of the favorites and stuff out there. We brought in a lot of people from, well, a lot of Valley people and stuff like that, but we brought some people in from outside of the Valley. Our farthest person away is coming in from London, Ontario or whatever there, and we got a great couple coming in from Montreal as well or whatever there, so we have a great lineup to for the people to be listening to and stuff like that and attend, so we hope we're really looking forward to it. So
awesome. And can you tell me, so it starts on Thursday evening here, and I believe that's the open mic night as well?
Thursday night will be the open mic night, yeah, and then our live entertainment starts Friday afternoon, and then all day, then till 11 Friday night, and then all day Saturday as well there, so we have quite the lineup, like I was saying there. I don't know if you have a poster or whatever there, but our lineup features, like I said there, for on Friday night, our closing, well, we have some of our entertainers, with Dan Paul Rogers, Gord Barnes, Denny Welburn, Joanne Jabot, Glenn Desjardins, Henry Norwood, Buddy McCann, Gail Gavin, Arnold Trudeau, Dennis Whitty, Chloe Bartron, and we have Unwound as our backup band or whatever there. So that's just to name a few of them there. So we have a full lineup there. We have 18 entertainers booked in. So,
jeez, 18.
Yeah, and we have Tammy Wood and Steve Drinkwater as well. They're our headliners for Friday evening or whatever. And then we got Phil Deneau is doing our sound and our lights. And then as well, he'll be doing the working with Unwound. He's playing there. He's actually their drummer this weekend too. So
lots of local talent and sort of just regional sort of Valley people as well too.
Yeah, we have a good blend of, like I said, not just people from here, but right across the Valley or whatever there, and up and down both directions. And like I said, we have some people like the farthest ways from London, Ontario, and Montreal or whatever there. But we have a lot of local content or whatever. There's a lot of great entertainers within our region or whatever there, so it gives them a chance. And then with the open mic, people that are a little stage fright or whatever, gives them a chance to get up and show their talents as well on Thursday evening or whatever there. So
for that one, you just sort of show up and sign your name or something like that? Or?
Yeah, they have 20 entertainers on Thursday evening there, and they each get to sing two songs in their set or whatever like that. And then the sign-up starts at 6 o'clock, and then they actually get on stage starting at 7. So the first 20 that comes is the first 20 that get on or whatever there. So there's usually a lot of people showing up for it and stuff like that there. So first come, first serve or whatever there. So
how many years has this been going on?
This will be the 19th year for the Jamboree or whatever. It's for the Lions Club itself, it's the 9th year that we've been organizing it and looking after it. I mean, we lost a couple there with COVID and stuff like that. So it's been our last Jamboree was held in 2019. So we're really looking forward to seeing people again and getting back out, and you know, just the overall atmosphere and stuff like that there draws everybody together, and you know, we're going to see people we haven't seen in a while. So we're really looking forward to it. So
all right, so how many do you know what the ballpark is for attendees, like how many people you're expecting?
We're hoping like in the past or whatever, you know, it all depends, like the weather plays a big deal and stuff like that or whatever, you know, but in the past, you know, you're looking at over the course of the weekend, you know, 1,500 people are in that range type thing, or, you know, give or take a few one direction or the other. So this year, you know, a lot of things have played the factors into it, the price of gas and that there. So we're down some trailers and that. So hopefully we're hoping to have a big walk-in crowd with just people attending, or, you know, people just deciding at the last minute to attend. Since Saturday, you know, alone, I've had 5 requests for trailers to come in and park and stuff like that there. So hopefully that continues all week long. So get back up to our original, well, not our original, in our heydays, we were almost 300 trailers, but our last Jamboree, we had 190 or in that range or whatever there. So we'd like to get back close to that again. So just, but it's a lot of people, you know, after 3 years, they've sold their trailers and health reasons and stuff like that, you know, so it has an effect on everything, you know, so.
Absolutely. And is this a fundraiser of some kind for the Lions or?
Yeah, like all the money that comes back out after we pay all our bills and stuff like that there, any money that's left over, it goes back into the Lions, and then it gets spread across the community, you know, for the less fortunate and stuff like that there. So everything that we do is all volunteer work, and any extra that comes in after any profits that come in all goes back out to the community for the needy. So,
and can you describe some of the causes that you guys give to? Is it just like individual people or also like organizations and that kind of stuff?
It ranges, you know, anybody, you know, like doing cancer treatments, or, you know, you get somebody that's a fire victim or in a bad car accident, or, you know, and some people just nowadays they're just for traveling, going to the city and stuff like that, you know, helping them out a little bit to give them some extra money for gas and stuff like that, to going down for their cancer treatments and all that stuff. And then other organizations there, we try to help out, you know, like we do with the, we did there in the past or whatever. We do fundraisers for the elementary school and stuff like that. And even the high school, you know, we've raised money for them there because they were trying to do some, get some projects done, and down at the ballpark and all that as well, you know, and Milldam Park and all that. So those are all things that are held near and dear to our heart. But all the other stuff is, you know, sometimes it's individuals or families, you know, they've had a fire and lost all their belongings or their house or whatever there. So we're always there to for the needy to jump in when required type thing, you know. So that's where basically all that, any money that comes in, that I'll turn back into helping those people. So
all kinds of stuff behind the scenes there. So yeah. For our listeners here, or just anybody that might be interested in getting some last-minute tickets or even setting up their trailer here for the weekend, can you tell them where, when, and how much it's going to cost them and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so anyways, it's the Shovel Lions Country Jamboree. We have a website, so you can go to that website, and it has all the entertainers and the cost and stuff like that and the location. But anyways, it's the Armstrong Heritage Farm. It's located on Highway 148, just heading out of Shovel, right next to the abattoir or whatever. Ticket prices for the weekend with a trailer, it's $80 per person. That includes your entertainment and your campsite. So it's very reasonable. It's rough camping, but like I said, it's always been it's well maintained and stuff like that there, and it's an individual lot in that. It's not a free for all, so we have designated lots in that there, so you have lots of room to spread yourself out with your chairs and your canopies and stuff like that. And for that, it's $80 per person if you're in a trailer. But if you're just coming for the weekend, it's Thursday night is free. We don't charge for the when we have open mic. But on Friday, it's $25 per person. On Saturday, it's $25 per person. And if you're planning on coming for the weekend, we bundle it together, and it's $40 for your weekend pass, so you can save yourself $10 or whatever there. So, but yeah, so that's pretty well it. It's we'll have markers up on the highway. Like I said, it's just on Highway 148, just coming out of Shovel. We have a big Shovel Lions Country Jamboree sign there indicating that it's the farm and stuff like that, and the dates and all that. But actual dates are Thursday, July 14th to Sunday, July 17th. And the entertainment starts on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, and it runs through then until Saturday night. Well, not continuous or whatever there, but we have the on Friday, the entertainment starts at 1, runs till 11. And then on Saturday, it's the same. It runs from 1 till 11. So, awesome. So hopefully we have the good weather and we got a big walk-in crowd and stuff like that. People get out to see people, and you know, after the last 3 years, people are just tired of being stuck in the house and stuff like that there. So they'll be able to get out and see friends they haven't seen in a long time as well either. So come on out and enjoy yourselves. We'll have food vendors on site, so you won't have to stagger too far to get something to eat and stuff like that there. So.
Awesome. Yeah, it's good to hear these longstanding events are coming back. It seems like not only this one, it's just all over the place here in the Pontiac as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want to thank you for your time here. If there's anything that you wanted to mention that we didn't touch on or that we forgot, I'll give you the last word here.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank you for having us, and anybody that wants to have something to do this weekend there, come on out. There's going to be some great country entertainment and stuff like that there, and we'll try to do our best to host everybody, and so they have an enjoyable time and stuff like that. And at the same time, you're supporting a great cause, and like I said, all the money raised goes back into the communities to help the less fortunate, or, you know, and sometimes you never know what arises or whatever there, but it's nice to have, you know, a little extra there so we can help the people out when something like that does happen. So if you have the chance to come out this weekend, we'll make sure you have a good time. Thank you.